really is a bit of a disaster if it happens, because it means we have a no-deal Brexit in terms of fishing, which means that on the 1st of November we will have chaos on the fishing grounds and in the ports, and we want to avoid that at all costs. So setting aside money for chaos here is not what we want. We want that in a no-deal scenario, common sense does prevail on both sides, that we do continue on with the existing arrangements in terms of access and in terms of sharing quotas until we come up with some other arrangements as such. So this 14 million that was announced yesterday, we certainly don't want to be drawing that down, because it will, if it does, it means, in my view, a total demise of the fishing industry.
Recent reports, the most latest reports, do suggest that a no-deal scenario is ever more likely with each passing day. But what you're really saying, as an interim measure, the current arrangements need to stand as they are.
Exactly, and this is all bets are off if there's a no-deal as such. But we, on the fishing side, the first real manifestation of Brexit will happen after midnight on the 31st of October. So we need this interim arrangement in that case scenario. I'm still hopeful that common sense will prevail here, and that we may have a deal. But at the moment that looks so unlikely. But at least if it does come to that. To a no-deal scenario, that we would end up with this interim arrangement, as you have said.